The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestone.
Happy Saturday. This is Dr. David Paris. Now part of Positively Healthy, and this is going to be the third Saturday edition, the inaugural third Saturday edition. And we'll be here on KCNR every Saturday, 10 to 11. And I've been a chiropractor here in Reading for about 10 years, and mostly in private practice, transitioned in now working for the Veterans Administration. And a quick disclaimer is none of this represents my employer. No opinions here. And so the show, third Saturday edition, will focus on meeting and greeting some of our local healthcare providers, getting to know them, hopefully in a casual atmosphere, conversational, and include some health tips and discuss some health topics, some pertinent healthcare topics. And today we'll have two guests. First half of the show will be Dr. Michael Stossel from Anderson Walk-In Clinic. And then in the second half, we'll have Dr. Dale Stemple, cardiologist from Trinity Alps Medical Group. And so please welcome Dr. Michael Stossel. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
So now tell us about yourself. Now, you're working at Anderson Walk-In Medical Clinic.
Yes, I'm a board-certified family practitioner, originally trained and worked down in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale area, and one day I was reading a classified in a medical journal and said wanted a board-certified family practitioner to work in a walk-in clinic in the mountains, 9 to 5, no beeper, no call. And I was at that point in my life where my wife and I wanted to kind of get out of the rat race, and we came up here and started a family, and we've been up here now for 8 years.
Fantastic. So tell me about Anderson Walk-In Medical Clinic. Well, what services do you offer, et cetera?
Well, Anderson Walk-In Medical Clinic is actually all-inclusive. We do on a walk-in basis. You can be seen the very same day with no appointment. We're open 7 days a week. We now have extended hours, 8 until 6, and we can see you for virtually any problem. You have a respiratory infection, you have infection on your skin, you have a rash, we take care of children, we do gynecology, we do minor lacerations and injuries. You know, if you don't know where to go and you need some direction, or you don't know whether a ER visit is necessary, we can come on in and we'll stabilize you if it's chest pain, and get you to the right people, and initiate your care and get you in a safe environment.
So let's precede that classified ad by a few decades, and tell me a little more about you, and how did you end up in this doctoring profession?
Oh my goodness, well, that's an open-ended question, isn't it?
Very.
You know, I grew up in Southside Chicago. My parents and I came over from Europe, from Poland, and I'm first generation here. We moved down to South Florida, opened a family business, and I went to college down there, Barry University. I went to Nova Southeastern Osteopathic Medical School, also in Fort Lauderdale, and practiced down there for 3 years. Two years employed, and 3 years in a solo practice, and then after that, you heard the ad story.
Great. So when we come back here from the break, can we talk a little bit more about the practice of medicine?
Sure.
Okay. Great. Fantastic. We're on KCNR 1460 Shasta Reading. We'll be back in a minute.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
This is Rosa Corey with Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. I'm going to be speaking with you on Sunday and talking with you about United Nations Agenda 21, where it is, what it is, who's behind it, and what you can do to fight it. So get on board and let's get together and stop United Nations Agenda 21.
Don't miss this week's program.
Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Who's your man?
Welcome back. This is Dr. David Parrish. You're listening to Positively Healthy Third Saturday Edition. And our guest here is Dr. Michael Stossel from Anderson Walk-In Medical Clinic. And before we go on here, I want to mention that we're also joined by our engineer here, Nate. And I'm going to let him pick the music for Third Saturday.
I hope you guys enjoy.
So we've got Nate here with us also. And Dr. Stossel, so tell me a little bit about the practice of medicine in the 21st century here.
Well, I don't know how it was in the past, but I can tell you how it is now. Practicing medicine is very challenging, especially in primary care. In primary care are kind of have to play a lot of or wear a lot of hats. You know, we have to be the cardiologist, we have to be the gynecologist, we have to be the pediatrician. You know, we have to know a lot of different subjects and be able to decide how far we can take it and know when we need to ask for help. And the problem is that sometimes it's difficult to coordinate all this care, especially in the environment that we have now.
So if I had to ask you, what your favorite part of practicing medicine is, what keeps you going? What keeps you in the field? And
well, I can take you back down to eighth grade, and you know, the teacher asked you what you wanted to do with your life, and I remember writing a composition saying I wanted to be a physician because I wanted to help people, and it really does boil down to that. I get a lot of satisfaction, personal, emotional, professional satisfaction from being able to help folks understand what's happening with them, help them realize some of the things that they might be doing to themselves or are contributing to the problem, and then finally helping them turn things around or reverse the problem or correct it, get better. And there's nothing better than getting a patient come back in a few weeks and saying, "Doc, everything works, and I'm glad I saw you," and that's wonderful.
So, bring up an interesting point. One of the things that I particularly enjoy is when you can impart some sort of knowledge to a patient and it changes their life or their attitude or their activities or their outlook, and as opposed to simply providing some form of care. And getting them well is always a gratifying feeling. But do you have a preference? I mean, would you rather have a patient come in and you can impart some knowledge and some lifestyle change or something that truly brings them more to the healthy side of their life, or as opposed to a patient comes in with a pathology and now we're prescribing something standard and we're treating them with a medication? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you bring up a good point, because sometimes it's a whole lot easier just to, in a busy day, just to say, okay, you know, Mrs. Smith, here's your problem, here's your medication, you know, it's been called to the pharmacy, you can pick it up in 10 minutes. A lot of times the patient really would benefit from hearing exactly, or at least, you know, on their level so they understand it. You don't want to talk down to the patient, but you want to tell them, you know, what's going on, why is this happening, what is the medicine going to do, and most importantly, how to prevent it next time, or what can you do earlier so that this medication in its form may not be necessary. Or you might be able to do something before you come into the doctor, so you don't waste, you know, half your day waiting in the waiting room and losing time from work and having to pay for medication. And it's that's the gratifying part, you know, because as a physician, you are an educator. I mean, that's the roots of being a physician.
So what do you see the most? What do you treat the most out there at Anderson Walk-In Medical?
Well, you know, everything from a cough, and you know, the cough can be ominous. It could be something, you know, that needs to be handled aggressively and to keep the person away from the hospital. Or it could be, you know, a side effect of a medication. It could be a chronic condition, perhaps an allergy or something like that, that if left untreated can actually cause a lot of medical problems and cost to the medical add to medical costs because of the frequency of visits. You know, another one is dermatological conditions. Poison oak is really bad out here. Sometimes you have to treat it aggressively. Scratches, abrasions, lacerations. Yeah, basically, you know, there's so much of it. Each day is a challenge. Sometimes you get too many challenges per day and you kind of get worn out, but at the end of the day, I'm glad I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm glad I'm helping the community and to the best of my ability.
Fantastic. So, how many hours a week do you spend?
Oh well, we're open 8 till 6, sometimes we stay a little bit later because of paperwork or. Refills that need to be made, calls that need to be made, going over labs and things like that. So, you know, day starts for me a little bit late. It used to be much earlier. I remember the time when when I was down in South Florida, you know, my day started at 6:30 in the morning, going to the hospital, talking to seeing the patients that I admitted over the phone overnight. You know, sometimes it'd be 10 people, sometimes it'd be 3, and then office hours start at 9, scheduled every 10-15 minutes, and then beeper starts at 5:01 and doesn't end until 7 in the morning the next day. You do that for 2 years, you kind of burn out. That's why I'm here.
So do you consider yourself a workaholic these days?
Well, you know, we're all in a way workaholics if you like what you do. That's why you want to pick out a profession or an occupation that you enjoy, because if you are stuck in something that you're not enjoying doing, then it is a chore. You know, a workaholic, I wouldn't call it that, but definitely into what I'm doing.
Can we talk something a little more controversial?
In what respect?
Well, recently, as you're aware, I'm sure, Dr. Donald Berwick, who used to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, he quit last week. and he was has recently been on other radio stations and in newspapers with some of the quotes of what he says is wrong with the system. And so I'd like to go over a few things that he thinks is wrong with the system, and maybe you can give us some of your insight when we get back.
Okay, very good.
Let's do it. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta, Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Redding restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Redding to find our website.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Then I'll float on down the river to
Welcome back. This is Dr. David Parrish. You're listening to Positively Healthy, and our guest is Dr. Michael Stossel from Anderson Walk-In Medical Clinic. And before we left the break, we had asked if we could discuss some larger healthcare issues. And recently, Dr. Donald Berwick quit, and he worked for Medicare and Medicaid for 17 months, actually, and he quit last week. And a quote from him was, 20-30% of healthcare is waste, yielding no benefits to patients. And he listed his top five as to why that is, and it was overtreatment of patients, failure to coordinate care, administrative complexity of the healthcare system, burdensome rules, and fraud. And we could probably spend 5 days going over those five.
Oh, yeah.
So let me start with number one with you. Overtreatment of patients, how does that happen?
Boy, oh boy. Well, overtreatment is kind of one of these things that both the patient is kind of guilty of, as well as the providers. And it's kind of a result of sometimes not knowing what to do, but at the same time, maybe coming in too early for little things. You know, the cough is, you know, just started this morning, and lots of times people come in and, you know, they demand antibiotics, and it takes me longer to explain to folks that, you know, an antibiotic only kills bacteria. It's not going to stop your cough. Here's what we need to do, and next time you have a cough, next time you have a cold, this is what you can do. And then if in a week, 10 days, things don't improve, then you can come in and see me. You know, what I see is that folks come in, you know, they insist on an antibiotic, they get on an antibiotic, and then 10 days later they're back and their cough is still there, and then they get another antibiotic, only the antibiotic is now stronger, and that leads to problems of resistance and bacteria in the community. A lot of times it's up to the provider to kind of educate. But the problem is that patients oftentimes, unfortunately, don't want to hear it. They want what they want. They looked it up on the internet, and oftentimes in this day and age to kind of tell you what they want. It's almost like walking up to a vending machine and they press one and they want their stuff, you know, the way that they think it should be. And the problem with healthcare is that we as physicians, providers, are a little bit entangled by medical legal issues. It's like, well, what, you know, if the patient demands an antibiotic and they don't get it, and then, you know, if it is a small chance that they do get worse, well, then I'm on the hook for that a little bit. So a lot of times providers will cave and they'll give it to cover that small possibility. I think society is a little bit too demanding and wanting the treatment right away.
So one of the things that I've noticed is that there seems to be there's a lot of patients who see something on TV and think, I need that. So what are your thoughts on direct-to-consumer advertising of things like that? Do you see that as one of the causes of over-treatment?
Oh, yeah.
Does that drive them to your office?
It may not drive them to the office, but it certainly contributes to what they're asking for, you know, because the things that are advertised on television are the newest and most expensive medications. Oftentimes, insurance carriers don't even consider paying for that medication until some of the generics are tried. And, you know, when you bring that up, sometimes people get mad at you that you're not giving them the name brand, you know, and it's not cost effective or even necessary oftentimes to go with, you know, the stuff that came out a week ago and cost $200, because, you know, we have medications that have been out for 10 or 20 years that do just as well. And if you haven't tried it before, you need to give it a try. Direct to consumer advertising has kind of made my time with the patient more complicated, because I have to spend more time defending my position and explaining why you don't need it than explaining what the problem really is with the patient.
So now, do you, other than direct to consumer advertising, it seems like, you know, when they say over treatment, they're really implying over cost, right? Is the ER driving some of this? Is patients showing up to the ER instead of using their primary care physicians? Is that part of the problem?
Well, that's the role that our facility as a walk-in in Anderson walk-in would provide. And you don't need an appointment. You come in and we'll probably be able to help you just as much as in the emergency room. And if we can't accommodate you because you have a serious case, well, we'll get you to where you need to go. A lot of times, and this is what was called into Dr. Burek's interview on NPR, I happened to listen to it, and I was a little bit dismayed and disappointed by what Dr. Burek had to say, because he mentioned what you said as far as the problem with healthcare being the delivery. And I kind of took it personally, because, you know what, as I was listening, I say, I'm the delivery. I'm the healthcare delivery in this country, or part of it, I should say. And so when I'm kind of singled out, then as a provider, I'm going to need to hear why. And I was disappointed when a colleague, a physician specializing in emergency medicine, called and basically said that she sees tremendous waste in the emergency room with overutilization by folks who don't have a lot of personal investment in their care. They don't have any copays. They don't pay for their health care. There's no cap on how many services or what they get. And unfortunately, I see some of these folks bounce from the emergency room three or four times. And a lot of times they don't follow the advice given. They don't follow up after being evaluated in the emergency room. And when they do, it gets worse. But then if we as physicians are going to be held responsible for performance then how are we going to get these patients to do what we ask them to do? And if they don't do it, why are we as providers going to be responsible? I mean, everyone has their own responsibilities to themselves, their health, their well-being. And the more that you take part in your health care, the better we will all be. And you can't just say that the provider is the problem. Part of the issue is lack of responsibility on society's part. And that's going to be the hardest challenge, because we've kind of gone away from personal responsibility and more for looking for other people to be responsible for our well-being.
Dr. Michael Stossel, I thoroughly enjoy this conversation, and I would love to have you back so we can finish this conversation discussion. Unfortunately, we're out of time. And before we go, can you give us your phone number? Where can patients get a hold of you? What's the number down there to Anderson Walk-In Medical?
Well, we're located on 2760 Balse Ferry Road, across from the Safeway Mall. You can reach us at 365-4412. We're open 7 days, 8 to 6. Give us a call if you need directions. Otherwise, just come on in. You don't need an appointment. I'll be glad to see you. If you want to speak to me directly or see me directly, ask for Dr. Mike.
Thank you for being here. Can I have you back?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Coming up next, Dr. Dale Stemple from Trinity Alps Medical Group. This is KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit readinghomehelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. This is Dr. David Paris. You're listening to Positively Healthy. And this is the third Saturday edition where we'll be meeting, greeting, getting to know local healthcare providers, the people who provide the care we get in our community. And the second half of the show, my guest is Dr. Dale Stemple from Trinity Alps Medical Group. Welcome.
Good morning.
So, Dr. Stemple, tell us about yourself. You're a cardiologist.
Yes, I'm a cardiologist. I have a practice over in Weaverville. I work at Trinity Hospital, and I have my private office. And we do a broad spectrum of things over there, because we're kind of out on an island by ourselves. So there's a lot of things that we attend to over there.
So rural healthcare. Tell us about the challenges with that.
Well, a lot of our patients are elderly. They don't drive. They have trouble getting to Reading. So we try to handle as much as we can over there. And a lot of them, we do things that here in Reading they might see a specialist for, an orthopedic surgeon or an endocrinologist or a psychiatrist. And we tend to handle a lot of those problems in-house over there.
So you've diversified your practice a bit to meet the needs of the community there.
That's exactly right.
So tell me about some of the things you offer then, other than cardiology, obviously.
Well, yeah, we do the cardiology, and we have, with cardiology, we have cardiac rehab, we have what's called enhanced external counterpulsation, we have a vascular lab, we have an ultrasound lab, and an exercise lab. But other than that, we do a lot of diabetes care, a lot of pulmonary care, a lot of pain management. We do a lipid clinic, a Coumadin clinic.
Explain lipids. Not everybody knows lipids.
Sure.
It's another word for what?
Well, lipids are the fats in the blood. Most people are familiar with cholesterol. There's good cholesterol, which is the HDL. There's the bad cholesterol, the LDL, and then there's triglycerides. And normally you do all four of those when you check a lipid panel.
Okay. And I heard another word in there. It sounded kind of interesting, and I'm not even familiar with it. Explain, what is it, counterpulsation? Tell me about that.
A counterpulsation is it's a device that's used to treat coronary artery disease, and it's a series of cuffs that are placed on the patient's legs and on their pelvis, and it's timed to their EKG. And it results in a retrograde flow up the aorta during diastole when the heart's relaxed, and you perfuse the heart and improve the blood flow to the coronary arteries.
So how does a patient become a candidate for something like that? What's usually the prequel to that? What is going on with them when they prior to?
Well, the sine qua non is that they have coronary artery disease. They have plaque in their coronary arteries, and usually it's a patient who is still symptomatic despite being on medication. Your last segment you were talking about over treatment of medical problems, and there's a huge debate in medicine about stenting of coronary arteries, stenting of carotid arteries. About 4 years ago, there was a large randomized trial called the COURAGE trial that compared medical therapy to stenting, and basically it showed that there was no advantage to stenting these patients. And that's given us a lot of impetus that a lot of these patients can be treated medically without having to go to the expensive option of the stent.
Dr. Stemple, can we talk about you for a second?
Sure.
I'm a chiropractor at the Veterans Clinic here in Reading, and whenever I walk through the lobby, there's an award in the lobby. It's called the Heart and Hands Award. And being a chiropractor, I would hope that one day I can receive the Heart and Hands Award, and unfortunately I haven't. Your name's on that wall. Your name's on that award. So, and you have a rather impressive CV. Can you tell us about how you got into medicine and where you spent your time in training?
Oh, that's a long story. I originally trained at Johns Hopkins, and I loved cardiology from the beginning. I especially like pediatric cardiology at Johns Hopkins. They're a world-renowned pediatric cardiology center. And from there I went to Stanford and got involved with angioplasty and a lot of ultrasound. And I practiced for 20 years invasive cardiology, doing a lot of the angiograms and the stenting, as I alluded to before. And after about doing that for about 25 years, I just got burned out on it. It was very competitive, very, very stressful. So I've retired now to the non-invasive milieu, and I have a lot more of chronic patients that see me on a regular basis that really depend on me to take care of their needs, which I really enjoy.
So a little more primary care. You almost have to be a primary care provider out there in the rural areas. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that. I enjoy having a personal relationship with the patients.
Now, you're a humble guy. You left out magnum cum laude, Rice University, biochemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And you left out that you're triple boarded. So tell us about that, too.
Yeah, I'm boarded in cardiology and internal medicine and in cardiac ultrasound.
Do you have a preference?
Well, I like what I'm doing now. I really like the mix. I also, and I'm also a de facto hospitalist. We have two of us that work as hospitalists up there at the hospital. And like this morning, I saw five patients in the hospital already today, and I enjoy that a lot too.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm not sure a lot of our listeners understand what it means to be boarded in a specialty. Would you mind explaining that to us?
Certainly.
Okay. This is KCNR 1460 AM Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Redding Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Redding Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Redding Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Redding Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Redding Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Carpet One announces a sale so big it won't wait till next year. That's right, a major flooring distributor is liquidating their entire inventory of flooring products, including major brand names, Armstrong, Bruce, Quickstep, and more, with full manufacturer's warranty at well below wholesale pricing. Going on now at Carpet One's first ever tent sale. Ceramic tile starts at 59 cents a square foot. Carpeting starts at 79 cents a square foot. Vinyl starts at 69 cents a square foot. Homeowners, contractors, and the general public, this is a once-in-a-generation sale happening right now with thousands of square feet of flooring products to choose from. Carpet One's tent sale runs through December 22nd. Come early for best selection. With below wholesale pricing, inventory won't last long. Put your flooring project on that holiday shopping list because these incredible prices won't wait until next year. Located in Redding, just south of the post office at 1615 Placer Street, Carpet One's first ever liquidation tent sale.
Welcome back. This is Dr. David Parrish. You're listening to Positively Healthy, third Saturday edition. And our guest is Dr. Dale Stemple from Trinity Alps Medical Group. And before we went on break, we were talking about being triple board certified, which Dr. Dale Stemple is. And we were going to ask him, what does it really mean to be board certified? What does it entail?
Right. Board certification is something that is bestowed upon people by specialty boards, and it could be in all sorts of specialty. Now we have boards in emergency medicine, in pain management. The traditional areas would be like neurology, orthopedics, cardiology, endocrinology, internal medicine. And basically, to be board certified, you have to go through a specified period of training. It's usually either 2 or 3 year training program, after which you have to pass an examination. And then once you've trained and passed examination, it's just a indication that you have knowledge and experience in that area.
So, and tell us again, your 3 board certifications are what?
Cardiology, internal medicine, and cardiac ultrasound.
Okay. And now, if I had to ask you, what do you like most about being in private practice? What do you like most about patient care?
Well, I like patients come to me with a problem that needs to be solved. I like solving their problem and helping them. And that's like I said, I was in the hospital this morning, and I have 5 patients in there, and each one has a different acute problem that they came to the hospital to have taken care of, and I really enjoy being able to help them.
So I have a question for you. One of the trends now, and I think, is patients interviewing their physicians, actually coming in and interviewing. How do you feel about that?
I think that's certainly the patient's prerogative. You know, the patient chooses the doctor, usually not the other way around. And I think the patient needs to be comfortable with their physician, and they need to be able to trust their doctor and to be able to communicate with their doctor.
Now, my experience has been that it tends to be a little bit time consuming. And so how do we measure that? How do we weigh that into the, you know, you're there to solve a problem. They're there because they have an issue, and we can spend, you know, the 20 minutes we have with them talking about, you know, you and the background and whether or not they think we're qualified to actually help them. How do you address that? How do you weigh that in your practice?
I haven't had too much of an issue with that. I usually find that if we talk about why the patient is there and I start asking them what I need to know about them, that they usually become comfortable because they can see that I care about them and that I'm interested in them and I want to know about them.
And so what would be the major issue, the major condition that you see the most of in a rural health clinic?
Well,
if you had one thing that you spend most of your day on, what is that?
Well, probably the number one priority is chest pain, angina, heart pain. But then there's a lot of things that circle around that, like high blood pressure, like diabetes, like shortness of breath, fluid overload, passing out. We do a pacemaker clinic. There's a lot of things that revolve around that. But when someone calls and says they have chest pain, we usually get them in right away.
Yeah, as an urgency matter.
Exactly.
Yeah, so what about volume? What about, I think what I'm trying to get at is what is the major health issue facing those people in the rural areas? I mean, outside of the emergent and the emergency issues like chest pain, et cetera, but just in general.
Well, there's a lot of chronic problems. Arthritis, so spine disease, diabetes, hypertension. We do a lot of lipid care. We probably do 5 to 6 lipid panels a day in our office, and adjust their patients' medications and their diet for their lipids.
And so, are you a promoter of frontline medicinal therapy for those types of things, or are you a diet and exercise as frontline?
Well, really depends. You know, the patient who has not had a heart attack or a stroke and has not really been aware of their lipids and has not really addressed it, then we always start out with diet and exercise, frontline. But the patient who's had 2 heart attacks and we know they've got some blockages, they're probably going to need some medication.
Do you know compliance when you tell somebody diet and exercise, do you note that the compliance is low?
Yes, I was talking to my wife last night. There's a study in this week's New England Journal which bears on that, and it really shocked me. It was a study of Blue Cross patients who have health insurance who were hospitalized with a heart attack for at least 3 days, if not longer. And when the patients went home, half of them got free medications for their heart, and the other half had to pay a copay for the medication. And what shocked me was the people got free medicine, only 48% of them bothered to take it.
And these are people who went home.
People who went
home. 3 days hospitalization for a heart attack.
Exactly. And they knew they were in there with a heart attack, and they knew they were at risk. And these were the medicines that their doctor prescribed for them. And just over half of them didn't bother to take them.
So did the study imply that a little bit of the share of cost or the burden of the care, when you put that on the patient, it increases compliance?
Well, that was the object of the study, was to see by giving them free, would the insurance company actually save money because they'd be preventing further hospitalizations and further complications. But they failed to show that.
So now, did they also study whether or not the amount of the copay? I mean, was there a tipping point in the copay where it became unmanageable for your average patient versus having it too low?
I'm not aware that they went into that. I think they were comparing free versus the standard copay. And I think that different people had different levels of copay.
So is there any research on the other side of that, on the diet and exercise? Is there any research on the compliance level with that in the general population, or what do you see in your private practice when you recommend that as an intervention?
Well, it's I'm always pleasantly surprised when a patient really is compliant with their diet and exercise, and I certainly have a lot of patients that do that, but then I have a lot that their exercise is using their remote or smoking their cigarette, and they don't want to change.
Walking to the refrigerator as
exactly.
Exercise? Yeah. Okay. We'll be back in a minute. This is KCNR 1460 AM Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345. For your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from the store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Dave Paris, and you're listening to Positively Healthy Third Saturday Edition. And our guest is Dr. Dale Stemple from Trinity Alps Medical Group. And Nate's got some music and some other sounds going. We like it, Nate.
It's not me, but...
Okay, and so, Dr. Stemple, I noticed on your website... There was a mention of spine care and some other things that you're starting to treat up there. What brought that along? And you know, did you see a large need? And how much of back pain, which is near and dear to my heart as a chiropractor, how much back pain do you treat up there?
Yeah, we treat a lot of back pain. We have a large collection of patients who have been through the surgical route and the disability route. And it's always a challenge to try to provide what's best for them. And I really try to encourage people to be as active as they can and to do their back exercise, especially their core stabilization. And sometimes, especially with people who have a recent injury, they're fearful of hurting themselves and they're fearful of... doing too much, but I try to encourage them to do what we can. I use a lot of physical therapy and, like I say, stabilization exercises to try to get them to be as active as possible.
You mentioned patients being fearful, and that's one thing that we refer to it as fear avoidance. And do you notice that a lot? Do you see a lot of patients who think, oh, it hurts, so I'm getting worse, and I must be damaging something?
Exactly.
And generally, I consider that an untruth. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, I think I don't know if I'd say it's generally an untruth, but you have to be able to push the envelope a little bit if you're going to get better.
Right. Yeah, when I say untruth, I mean that hurt does not equal harm. I mean, I think that's the true statement, that hurt doesn't necessarily equal harm.
Right, until you get to the extremes.
Yeah, yeah. And... So in your practice, for chronic low back pain patients, do you kind of approach it from a management type of mentality as opposed to a cure? I have a lot of patients that come to me, and of course we always want a cure. And I think when we talk about the chronic diseases, like hypertension, diabetes, and I think, can we lump low back pain into some of those and say that we're just managing it at this point?
Oh, yes. I have a model of a lumbar spine in my office. I have two. One is a normal lumbar spine, and one shows severe degenerative disease. And one reason I like to show that to patients, because they come in and they're having back pain and they think they want to have surgery. And I show them the diseased spine, and I say, there's no way a surgeon is going to take this spine and turn it into that spine, the normal spine, by operating on you. And to a large extent, you're going to have to live with what you have.
And so the general long-term management being the rehabilitation and staying up on working on the core stability, as you mentioned?
Yes.
Okay. I love talking low back pain with a cardiologist. Thank you.
Well, I've had three back surgeries myself.
Oh, you have?
So I know a little bit what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So you've been through it. You've
yes.
lived it.
Yes.
Okay. And do you abide by the core stabilization and et cetera? Do you continue to do it?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. I exercise three times a week.
And you look like a fit guy. You're in shape. I happen to know that you ski very well. And have you done any this season?
Not yet. I was last night I was driving over from Weaverville, and there was a beautiful sunset in the sky.
There was. I saw that.
And I was thinking, man, this would be a perfect time to be up on the mountain skiing, but there's no snow.
Yeah, none yet. So how about any other you don't mind if I ask a few questions about you here?
That's fine.
Okay, so hobbies, activities, what else do you like to do?
I've always been a tennis player, and more recently I'm getting into golf, and I just played my first pickleball game.
Explain that to me.
Pickleball is, I would say it's halfway between table tennis and regular tennis, and you play with a wiffle ball with a plastic paddle on a court that's about half the size of a tennis court, and it's really a lot of fun. It's easier than tennis, it's quicker than tennis, and it's a fun social game.
Is this a league thing? How many players is pickleball we're talking?
This group up in Weaverville started it this fall, and we're up to 23 players now, the people that are actively playing up in Weaverville.
So other than the activities and sports, things like that, what else do you like to do? I mean, a lot of times medical providers, cardiologists, specialists especially, I think part of the benefit of this show is going to be, you guys are normal people, right?
I hope so.
So if we were going to find you in Reading, where would we be most likely to find you? At a restaurant, say?
Oh, I like a variety of restaurants. It's fun to go out with my wife and I. We have family in Reading, and depending on who we're with and what mood we're in, we're always about town.
Do people watch how they eat around a cardiologist?
No, actually, I had dinner last night with a family doctor, and he was eating the ribs and the ice cream right in front of me.
Were you? That's the question everybody wants to know.
No, I was eating fish.
Oh, see, there you go. Keep it healthy when you can.
I try.
Okay. So there were some other services and things that you offered at your practice, and did we mention them all? I kind of like everybody to know everything you have going on up there.
I think we covered the basics.
Okay. And so before we go here, can you tell me how patients can get a hold of you and maybe your address and your phone number, et cetera?
Sure. We're right in Weaverville, right on Highway 3, just north of the main intersection there. And our number is 623, like all the Weaverville numbers, and then 6777.
Okay. And, Dr. Dale Simple, thank you very much for joining me. And can we have you back in the future?
Sure. That'd be a lot of fun.
Okay. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Positively Healthy, third Saturday edition. We'll be back next month on the third Saturday with two more local healthcare providers in our community. And please send your comments, suggestions to DP. Paris, P-A-R-I-S-D-C, at gmail.com. Hope you all enjoyed the show. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This